Team 32 does do roaming. I've got it set up. Well, actually, I got a code switch from the CAF that I've been using. And that works out great for the MI5 network here. Man. But I'm not certain how that goes as far as if you're, like, traveling out of state. So it would plug in repeater to repeater. That may or may not be linked themselves. Man. Something new for here that I've been trying to get into for this form of digital modes on via UHF. But I was with the code. I'm kind of doing a lot of window shopping, but I got time for Dayton, which I'll be attending, to see if I'm getting one. And, yeah, I do think I am. I'm thinking I'm probably going to get a Motorola. I was looking around and had to check out some other brands like Radio Oddity, maybe TYT, see if they have any. But I saw one that was kind of, I thought that it was pretty good because it would fill two pills for me at once. Not that there's a whole lot of activity on 220, but I would like to see about getting a 220, at least an FM, if not a multi-mode, all-mode radio for that band. So I saw they had I forgot the model number, DR something, DR50 or something like that. But once I saw they had 2 meters, 220 and 440 tomorrow, so I thought, oh, that'd be pretty good. So I'm looking at the specs. Well, 2 meters and 440 are roughly about 55 and 45 watts, respectively, out. But 220 is only 5 watts. I'm like, oh,